But the eagle was always looked upon as the poacher's pub. Now, in the last century, when people, to some extent, were forced to poach because they were paid very little, they had large families, and it was very difficult not to go off across to the woods and fields and pick up a hare or a rabbit or a pheasant and bring back to feed your family. The gaming laws were horrific. The punishments were terrible sometimes if you were caught. Now, poaching has been romanticised, and there are many books written on poachers, the poaching war and things like that. And of course, the gamekeepers, funnily enough, were always looked on as the villains of the piece, and the poacher was quite a hero. Well, the eagle was always looked upon as the poacher's pub. That's where they used to gather. And we in Amersham had a very famous poacher now called Blackie Gladman. He was a master of his craft. As people used to say, he could tickle up a pheasant like nobody else. And the squire could have all his estate workers out on a moonlit night to try and catch Blackie. And they could be swarming all over the place, but they couldn't catch him. Now, it's said that when he hid a lot of his game, his ill-gotten gains, was over there at Horsecroft, where you come down the bridle way from Hervine, the allotments there. Well, how it is that I would have thought it would have been more secret than that. But there we are. Everybody knew that was where Blackie hid his ill-gotten game. Well, once, well, towards the end, I think it was in this century, he'd had a good old run and he was caught. And he was sentenced to 6 months in prison.